Well, let's check in now on Washington State, where the earliest outbreak in the U.S. had been centered. Washington now has more than 2,400 cases and at least 123 deaths. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph joins us from Seattle. Carolyn, New York now has far more cases than Washington, but Seattle still has the second highest number of deaths in the country. It's been dealing with COVID-19 longer than anywhere else in the U.S. How do things stand right now?
Well, we're at 123 deaths on over 2,400 cases. So no sign yet of disease overwhelming our hospitals, though it's too soon to think we might be dodging a crisis. Today, it's exactly 3 weeks since office workers were sent home. And tonight, all non-essential businesses in the state will be closed by order of the governor.
Wow. Last time we spoke, you said there wasn't enough testing. You noted that New York was testing much more aggressively than Washington, despite the outbreak starting earlier in Washington. Is it easier to get tested now where you are?
Yes. An at-home testing program is launching that will allow people to test. And it's called the Seattle Coronavirus Assessment Network. The idea is to test people who feel well as people who feel sick, to get a sense finally of how the virus is operating here. And it's because of the Seattleist of partnerships. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding it. Amazon will deliver the test kits and pick them up. And this is backed by local health departments. It's exciting because hopefully we can get the kind of information we haven't been able to get for weeks because health officials have been rationing tests to people who are really sick.
How much strain is there now on the hospitals in the Seattle area, and what steps has the state taken to prepare for more patients coming in?
Well, the state is reporting 250 hospitalizations in the last week. We're hearing that there's a problem with supplies and that masks are in shortage. We have a local upholstery maker that's jumped on this and is producing masks. People are also trying to round up N95s, and dental offices have been largely shut and told to raid their own cupboards for gowns and masks and face shields and other items useful to hospitals. So a bit of a grassroots effort is forming as well as of the more official ones. I wanted to talk about, this is the thing. There's still this preparation phase for a surge that may come. And we're starting to have tent hospitals. There's one that's going up at a soccer field just north of Seattle. Big white tent is growing there right now. And one neighbor said, wow, it reminds me of a zombie apocalypse movie. It's the only time you see a field hospital. And these hospitals are going to be dotted across the region. The county is also buying motels whenever it can as emergency housing for homeless patients. So it's a big, big effort to still ramp up to provide the surge we need.
We should note to our listeners, by the way, that I'm at home and you're at home, too. So that explains the delay between the two of us as we talk to each other. Just 20 seconds here. But what's the unemployment picture right now? How's the economic impact been there in Seattle?
Oh, unemployment claims in the county, King County, where Seattle's located, have tripled. We have a huge travel industry here that is being walloped. The Alaska cruise season's on hold. That fed the hotels, some of whom have had to lay off their staffs, and 200 people at a time. There's lots of tumult. However, the foundation of Seattle's economy remains technology. Amazon and Microsoft are fine.
That is KUOW's Carolyn Adolph.